coming up on All Access.
Tonight, Jacoby Brissett, the rookie from North Carolina State, is about to become the second starting quarterback in the last 3 weeks. He's going to run. Get him to the 25-20. Jacoby with a cut at the 5. Who's going to get hit? Diving for a touchdown! Patriots!
Hey! We got another one. Where is he?
Chris Long with a sack from the blind side.
Being here among this, my teammates, this atmosphere, it's certainly a blessing for me. You can never take it for granted.
Short drop by Casario, pumps once, deep throw it on the right side, pass caught it, stride McDaniels.
Can't imagine how much pride you have in terms of what you see and what they do.
I felt like, you know, if you come out of John Carroll with a good degree, and you finish your schooling there, you're going to be well-rounded.
Sean McCoy takes it all the way for a Bills touchdown.
It's an explosive offense. I think that they'll have some game plan things for us like they have for Arizona, kind of like they have for everybody.
Fresh off their resounding win from a week ago, New England will attempt to go unbeaten with their starting quarterback on the shelf. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. The Patriots dominated Houston last week, moving to 3-0 and in first place in the division. Standing in their way of a fourth straight win are the Buffalo Bills, fresh off their first win of the season. Lots to talk about, including who will be taking snaps under center this week. But to kick things off, we relive the sights and sounds from the win over the Texans, which began with a mini reunion before the game.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Tonight, Jacoby Brissett, the rookie from North Carolina State, is about to become the second starting quarterback in the last 3 weeks due to the injury of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes, sir.
You're always a patriot.
No, I'm hard.
Play
back
and go three. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, fast start. Take care of our situations. Stick together.
D's on three. 1, 2, 3.
We need more of a new group.
Let's go. Big boys on three. 1, 2, 3.
Big boys.
Big boys on three. 1, 2, 3.
I knew you'd be out here.
No, baby.
Patriots!
Let's go!
Don't drop yourself from that end.
Now, no leads are safe. So how can we hold up our end of it? Got to go out there and stay out there. Okay, that's what offenses do.
Another give to LeGarrette. Across the 40 to the 35. 30, he breaks away. End zone! Woo!
This place is going nuts!
That's what I'm talking about, B! Hey!
That's 3-0 after you took their quarterback away, and it still doesn't matter.
Hey, bro. Just stay cool.
Congrats, man. I'll tell you what, that's everything we wanted to do. You did it 60 minutes. Just showed a lot of mental toughness, a lot of discipline to just keep doing it over and over again. All right, we got another one. Where is he? Where's that, Jerry? Great job. Great job.
But how do we feel about starting out 3-0 when they said we couldn't start out 3-0?
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. And, Coach, here you are at 3-0. Quickly, let's go back to last Thursday. Short week. I've talked to you about it multiple times, how you had to condense, not condense the game plan, but you condensed time. How did your team respond? All three phases seemed like complimentary football was the key to that night.
Yeah, it was a very good complimentary game, Scott. I thought, the players really worked hard in the short time they had to cram it all in, spent a lot of time with each other in terms of our communication and different units and so forth, as opposed to just individual study, and really understood how we wanted to try to play the game. They did a very good job of execution, played with a lot of energy. I thought we, played with good tempo, and crowd was into the game, and it was a good night.
Right. Defensively, based on the way things unfolded in the Miami game, you're proud the way the defense responded and put a goose egg on the board.
Well, always. It's hard to get those games in the National Football League, but, our defense played well. Big turnover from Jamie, and, we had the two turnovers in the kicking game. So being able to come out on the plus side on those turnovers between defense and special teams created a lot of good field position for us. And defensively, the field position that we were able to create for the offense was very good.
Jacoby gave you the game ball. Nice gesture there, and I know you gave it back to him. Have you ever given the game ball to a punter? And if any other punter should have deserved it, maybe Ryan Allen on a night like that.
We sure have. Yeah, we sure have. We've had some good. Yep, those guys get it too when they deserve it. And Ryan did a nice job for us. Again, our field position was defensively outstanding. Seemed like they always had 85, 90 yards to go to the goal line, so you can't really ask for any more than that in terms of field position on defense.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We travel to the Midwest and introduce you to a possible Patriots football staff prep school.
Northeast Ohio is a huge football place. There's a lot of great players, coaches that have come out of that area of the country.
But first, we talk with one of the newest members of the Patriots, defensive end Chris Long.
Bottom line is we're 3-0, and that's something we can build on.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access presented by Geico. Health at the quarterback spot remains the primary concern for Patriots fans. For more, here's Miranda Mason.
And the Patriots are going to win by the 27-0 final on a primetime stage.
The Patriots enter Sunday's showdown with 9 days of rest and a shutout win under their belts, which for some opponents might seem insurmountable advantages. But it's the Buffalo Bills coming to Foxborough, and they bring with them momentum after a dominant 33-18 win over the Arizona Cardinals.
And it is picked off by Corey Graham!
After navigating two losses and a new offensive coordinator, the Bills posted 208 total yards to find the first win of the season, and the Patriots took notice.
He dives forward for a Bills touchdown!
LeSean McCoy get one or two around the corner, big play. Tyrod Taylor drop back, you know, you don't keep him in the pocket, he makes a play. And if you worry about that too much, he scrambles around and he throws to an open guy. A lot of weapons out there, and you know, the main focus with Tyrod Taylor back there being able, he's just a playmaker.
The Patriots continue to add weapons back to their roster, including tight end Rob Gronkowski, who made his season debut against the Texans.
Felt good. Definitely, you're always sore after, no matter what, after playing the game, no matter what, if you play 10 plays, if you play 70 plays. So no setbacks, no nothing, feeling good and just progressing every day.
However, questions still surround the Patriots' starting quarterback. Both Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett participated in practice this week on a limited basis, but there has been no certainty offered from the Patriots' camp in regards to who will be Sunday's number one guy.
It's just something I deal with, and whatever happens just happens, and whatever coach wants me to do, I'll do.
You know, you always want to be out there. I mean, it's just it's part of football, part of being a competitor. I mean, you want to be the guy out there and be the one running the show.
Answers and clarity as to who will be under center will likely have to wait until Sunday at 1 p.m. For Patriots All Access, I'm Miranda Mason.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriots defensive end Chris Long. And 3 games into the season, how's it going for you so far?
I think it's going well. I mean, bottom line is we're 3-0. And at the end of the day, you know, we've been taking it 1 week at a time. And just to be looking back after almost a month and saying, hey, we've played pretty good football, that's something we can build on. And, you know, this week is no different. And we got to keep moving in the right direction. And, you know, certainly it's, we got a long week of preparation coming off Thursday. So that's good for us.
Your teammate Martellus Bennett said ever since he got here, he's never had so much fun playing football. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, I have a great time every Sunday when I get to go out there and play, no matter the circumstance. And certainly being here among this my teammates, this atmosphere, it's certainly a blessing for me. You can never take it for granted. And certainly to be able to play with guys like this in this locker room,
right,
in front of these fans is awesome.
Do you feel like you're coming together? Do you feel like there's a cohesiveness there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think from day one, just the unselfish nature of the people in this building, top to bottom, that work hard with one goal in mind. You know, that's lip service a lot of times in other places necessarily.
Good point.
But, you know, I think that, you know, we have it down here as far as guys coming to work and staying late and showing up early. And that makes it easy to be a part of a group like that with everybody having that same goal in mind.
A couple weeks ago in the Miami game, the ball was punched out.
Yeah.
You came all the way across the field, and you're the one that recovered the fumble. And then afterwards, your coach gave you accolades for that. How does it feel when a guy like Belichick says something about you?
Well, I take great pride in, you know, being a part of this thing, and certainly I think highly of all the coaches here and Coach Belichick for sure. So anytime you do something that's received positively, it's a good thing. But at the end of the day, recovering a fumble, you know, is something that all it takes is effort. It really doesn't take any skill. I mean, I'm always going to try to pursue the football. And my teammates made a great play, so I just dive on it. You know, somebody in the stands could dive on a fumble. And so, you know, like, you're going to make some plays, and you're going to be the benefactor of some great plays. And in that situation, I was the benefactor of it.
You're getting ready to take on the Buffalo Bills and their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. How much discipline do you have to have?
Yeah.
Knowing what type of quarterback he is.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of discipline playing a guy like that. You know, I played him in college when he was at Tech, and he certainly, you could tell right away that he's a guy that can hurt you with his arm and his legs, and, you know, he can roll out of the pocket, step up, make plays that way, throw the deep ball. So he's a guy that you have to be disciplined against, and it takes 11 guys to get the football when he breaks contain or breaks the pocket.
One last thing. Do you talk to your dad before or after? Right before, yeah, or right after a game?
We talk mostly afterwards. You know, we'll text and we talk throughout the week, you know, sporadically.
he wants to see my son more than anything. So I feel like I'm getting used when my phone rings. My parents just want to see my son Waylon, which is okay. But at the end of the day, like, if we're going to talk football, you know, we'll text a little bit through the weekend. But after the game, we'll talk. And usually he knows how it went no matter what. It's just an affirmation for me.
Good luck this weekend against
Buffalo. Thank you very much.
Chris Long, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
High School Coach of the Week, we travel to the North Shore and St. Mary's of Lynn to honor Matt Durgan. The Spartans won their third straight game to remain undefeated on the year. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will make a $1,000 donation to the St. Mary's High School football program in the name of head coach Matt Durgan.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns. When you look at Buffalo on tape, offensively speaking, before we even get to the weapons, you know, they made a move. Greg Roman was obviously released from his duties. Do they look any different since the first 2 weeks as opposed to last week when they put a lot of points on the board?
Yeah, well, and of course they scored a lot of points against Jets in week two. No, it's an explosive offense. I think that, you know, fundamentally it's the same. They'll have some game plan things for us like they have for Arizona, kind of like they have for everybody. So we'll have to be ready for those things. We won't be able to practice, but that's a little bit what Buffalo does on defense and on offense that we'll have to be prepared for.
All right, Tom's actually played a lot of games against Rex Ryan and his defense. And we've sat here on set and talked about, you know, the different things Rex has done to try and complicate things for him. What do you tell your two young quarterbacks going into a game against a guy that's got some pretty good experience coaching defense in this football league?
Well, again, I'm sure that they'll have some wrinkles for us like they always do, and, you know, we'll have to adjust to those. Again, though, fundamentally, I think that this is a defense that does a number of different things. They do them well, and I'm sure that we'll see most of those or some version of those, whether it's post safety, split safety, three-man, four-man, five-man, six-man, seven-man pressure. They do it all, even fronts, odd fronts, over fronts, under fronts. We'll get all that somewhere along the line, or most of it, and that's what we'll have to prepare for, is to make sure that we identify what they're in, who's got who, and what we're doing, and try to make good decisions.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Lori in Newburyport. Wants to talk about young quarterbacks popping early in the year, guys like Wentz, Dak Prescott, Trevor Siemian out in Denver. You've had success through three games with two young guys. What do you attribute that trend to?
Well, I can't really speak too much about the other teams, but I know in our case, Jimmy and Jacoby have worked extremely hard from the day they got here. So their season started back in April or May when Jacoby was drafted. And it's just been a daily opportunity and, you know, to get better every day, to learn more every day, to understand our offense, opponents' defenses, situational football, and so forth, and they've applied themselves very well to that. So in their case, I think it's because of their hard work and preparation and, of course, ability to play under pressure.
All right, no shocker right there. And if you want to ask the coach a question like Lori did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Belastrator later in the show. Little McCoy. Little
yeah, we got some T-Mobile. Explosive players there, you bet.
All right, good stuff. Coach will be returned later in the show, but first, more of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
What's in the water at John Carroll University? We'll explain.
They're very proud of the tradition and the things that some of the people that have graduated from there have been able to do in the National Football League.
And later, Bill Belichick spotlights a dangerous Buffalo Bills team on the Belastrator.
Nothing scores quicker than trap play to McCoy right up the middle.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Hey, Rack. How you doing? Trying to figure out who's going to play?
Yeah, no
so are we. Hey, Walt. How you doing?
I'm great. I see Alan in.
Good, yeah. Alan, how you doing?
Well, you got a beautiful night to play football.
One of the better ones we've had here, isn't it? We've had some bad ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
You guys doing a hell of a job, as usual. All the respect in the world for it.
1 yard deep in the end zone, right handled by James. He runs to the 10, across the 15. He is knifed down.
Pulls up.
Ball came loose. Loose outside the 20-yard line.
What a hit.
That was an immediate recovery, too. You got that, right?
Clear recovery.
Clear recovery, okay.
He's going to run. Get him into the 25-20, 15-10. Jacoby with a cut at the 5.
He's
moving ahead. Diving for a touchdown. Patriots.
This place is going nuts. What are you going to do, NFL? You got the third quarterback on your roster running a bootleg on the keeper.
That's it, man.
Ball security.
First touchdown. You bet.
Osweiler looking up. He throws it toward Hopkins.
Nice
back down. Good play by Logan Ryan.
All right, that's it, Logan. Nice job, buddy. That's it, Logan. Good. That's good ploys out there. Good ploys.
Another give to LeGarrette. Across the 40 to the 35. 30. He breaks away. 20, 15, 10.
We played 50 minutes of good football. Let's make it 60.
Go get Kane! Go get Kane!
Side! Side! Jam 10! 10! Jam them!
And the Patriots are going to win by the 27-0 final on a primetime stage.
Nice job.
Great job.
Way to go. Way to go. Good job, Joe. Great job, buddy.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Earlier in the show, in the victorious locker room, you saw Patriots head coach Bill Belichick recognize offensive assistant Jerry Sapinski for his efforts in helping rookie Jacoby Brissett prepare for his first NFL start. Sapinski is one of several members of the Patriots coaching and scouting staff that hail from John Carroll University. That alumni club is so impressive, we took a campus visit earlier this summer.
Casario under pressure. He gets it away. Sapinski has it. First down, John Carroll. He's thrown on the right side. Pass caught inside to Daniel.
We knew the type of education we were getting. I felt like, you know, if you come out of John Carroll with a good degree and you finish your schooling there, you're going to be well-rounded. You're going to have an appreciation and respect for people. You're going to be able to learn. I think that was a huge thing for me when I came out of there. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do ultimately. I'm not sure what everybody else is going to do, but I know this, we can all learn.
John Carroll is a small Jesuit university located in Northeast Ohio, about 10 miles from downtown Cleveland. Remarkably, for a school of this size, of just over 3,000 undergraduate students, came seven. That's right, seven John Carroll alums who are now employed by the Patriots football staff.
Well, it's just unbelievable. It's it makes me so proud of what we were able to put together.
You know, Northeast Ohio is a huge football place. There's a lot of great players, coaches that have come out of that area of the country. They're very proud of the tradition and the things that some of the people that have graduated from there have been able to do in the National Football League. And I'm sure that, you know, they're watching the Patriots every year with the same pride.
Today, Josh McDaniels and Nick Casario have spent 13 years together professionally in their work for the Patriots. Their relationship began over 20 years ago on the John Carroll campus.
Small guy. Nick, smaller guy.
Nick was the second quarterback. I was the third quarterback. And, you know, kind of by default, you become close.
Casario will roll out this time to his right and find wide open Sapinski again, who's down to the 30. Doesn't have brilliant moves, but works it to the 25, breaks another.
All the core traits that you look for in a football player or a friend, Nick possessed all those in abundance. And it was easy for me to say, like, you know, I want to be you know, lifelong friends with a guy like this. And then my junior year, I felt like, you know what, I can contribute in another way.
Short drop by Casario, pumps once, deep throw on the right side, pass caught in stride, McDaniels.
Really enjoyed my last 2 years, had a lot of fun, you know, was able to catch passes with one of my best friends, played with some other guys that are, we're very close friends right now. We're all in the huddle together. A lot of them are here now.
I've kind of always been a big Patriots fan. You know, Nick and Josh, Dave and Jerry, you know, they coached me at camps at John Carroll, and you know, it's just unbelievable to imagine, you know, and to see how well they're doing. But again, it's not surprising because I know how talented they are. I know how hard they work. I know how much it means to them to be a part of something special.
We appreciate the opportunity to work here together. You know, there's nothing better than working hard for a common goal, but doing it with people that, you know, you support and love, and these guys are some of the best friends that I'll ever have, and it's my pleasure to come to work every day with them.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Buffalo Billy Goat Week. Patriots are 3-0, yeah, but they face a running quarterback and some pretty darn good backs this week.
Yeah, you know, and that's so I think the challenge is going to be. They have a lot of eye candy with their fronts and their different looks and stuff like that. So the one thing I think could be a concern for the Pats is just the way they use Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
So just like Brissett did last week, he ran like a QB option. But here's one way the Buffalo Bills do. Here's a wide receiver
I'm
going in
motion.
He's in the shotgun. He snaps the ball. Stop. Right there. So he's got an option right there. He's either going to run it if it's open, or he's going to pitch it to me. But here's the key. It's all about eye discipline this week. This end, this linebacker, whoever's the force cornerback, has to be careful and has to stay in their lanes. Somebody has the quarterback. Somebody has the pitch. If you don't take the quarterback, then he take the pitch. Then I'm going to take it. If you leave him open, Tyrod Taylor will take this football and run 80 yards in a heartbeat and if you don't cover him
right. The biggest thing about this week, too, is the ability to cut the ball back. You look at McCoy, all of his touchdowns, back.
Yep.
Stay home, read your keys, stay in your lanes.
I think the overall theme this week is about just being disciplined with your looks, staying in your lanes, not getting caught up, but don't see ghosts. Everything that they're going to do backstage, don't worry about it. Be honest with yourself.
Hey, I'm Julian Edelman. Let's do a conference call. You be Walt Pikulski.
Hello, Mr. Julian Edelman. I'd like to buy some cheese.
I'm going
to
do everything my coach asked me to do so we can help win the football game. Thanks, Walt.
Look, I can sit back and say, I don't care who plays quarterback because I know Brady ain't. I don't care who plays quarterback. Steve Grogan can play quarterback.
Rex, what went into the decision?
If Belichick's playing quarterback, we're coming after him. Yeah, I promise you that.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills are herding their way to Foxborough for the final in a 3-game home streak for the Patriots. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, the Bills are a familiar division opponent that always find a way to make it exciting, but part of that excitement is that they have a dynamic quarterback in Tyrod Taylor who has the ability to extend plays and really make the run game a threat.
Well, speaking of the running game, Tyrod Taylor, a factor there, had a 49-yard run against the Cardinals last week before a 20-yard touchdown run. But you're right, it's that ability to extend plays out of the pocket, find receivers downfield, and they hit for a lot of big yardage plays in the passing game because of his escape ability. So a key for the Patriots defensively, keep him in the pocket. Force Tyrod Taylor in particular to read the middle of the field, not throw the deep ball down the sidelines, but again, do it from the pocket. Another factor defensively, they've got to contain LeSean McCoy, one of the better cutback runners. So stay home and keep your assignments.
Now, the Bills' defense is always a difficult one to dissect. You mentioned that game against the Cardinals. Kyle Williams had a very impressive showing against Arizona. What is Williams showing this season that is difficult?
Kyle Williams is an anchor on the defensive line, a very consistent player for the Bills up front. He's been a four-time Pro Bowler, and he certainly is the one reliable for Buffalo you can always count on. And I think it's the unpredictability of the Bills. Where are their blitzers coming from? Who's going to be blitzing? It will be a key problem for the Patriots this week they've got to solve, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett, because Rex Ryan figures to blitz a lot. It's just a matter of how exotic those blitzes will be.
All right, Bob, the one person I think we should ask about the Bills is Coach Belichick, right?
Nobody knows better than the Patriots.
All right, well, lucky for us, we've got Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak up next with the Bellustrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator. Coach, good look at Buffalo here. A lot of talent on this football team.
Very explosive team, and they can score in a lot of different ways. Nothing scores quicker than trap play to McCoy right up the middle. So you can see the way they block back with a center and block across to the guard. Incognito pulls and traps. McCoy splits it, and it's all over. So very well-executed play. See the same play here from the end zone. Block back by Wood. Miller seals the linebacker. Mills gets up on the front side linebacker.
Can't draw it up any better than this.
You can't. That's the way you want that trap play to look right there. So, and then once McCoy gets a little bit of space, forget about it. Yeah.
A home run hitter right there. Little slash.
Got to do a good job on McCoy. He's a key guy in their offense. Third and 12. Really, there's no distance situation that's out of their range. This is Goodwin on a go route here. Good throw by Taylor. Puts it right on the money. Over top of Revis. So, excellent throw. Hits him right in stride. 88-yard touchdown.
Well, speed, something you can't coach, right? One thing that you can't coach is speed.
And again, the Bills do an excellent job of, making you defend the whole field. They can get you over the top, and they can get you from on the sidelines. You just got to defend everything. Taylor, most of the time he scrambles to throw, but if he needs to run, he's certainly capable of it.
Third and short you're talking about here, third, four, third, five. This is where he's really dangerous.
Yep. It's like having a sixth receiver. Terrible rush lanes by Arizona. You see all these guys rushing past the quarterback. You can't do that. Too much space. He gets out there, makes a move on Buchanan. Buchanan falls down, and it's an easy walk-in touchdown. So we've got to do a good job of with Taylor, with McCoy, with their receivers, and Clay, of course, including him as a tight end. They're all – very dangerous, very explosive guys.
What do you got here against the Jets?
So this is another extended play here. Again, the type of play that really Taylor's very good at. Jets initially have everything taken care of. The coverage is good here, and the rush is good. So it looks like this should be a good play for the Jets. But now third and seven, third and eight. Taylor gets out of the pocket. They extend the play. Hits Salas down the middle on the scramble.
I remember Salas.
And there's another 70-yard touchdown. So being able to extend the coverage and stay on top of them for the whole down is going to be important.
Okay, a lot of pressure here up the middle, right?
Yeah, it all starts with these two guys, with Hughes and Kyle Williams. Here's Kyle on a stunt coming underneath there on Palmer. It's a good blitz here by Preston Brown up the middle. It kind of flushes Palmer out a little bit, and then Kyle gets in there and makes the play. Very disruptive front. Good active front. Again, they do a lot of different things scheme-wise. Here's Kyle Williams again on the nose against the Jets. Ooh. Stopping the run, splitting a double team. He has a great knack for finding the ball, whether it's spinning out of a block, arm over, hitting the gap, two-gapping a lineman. He has great instincts and is a very disruptive player. We're going to have to do a good job on him, and obviously Hughes, those guys make a lot of plays.
All right, big divisional game, 1 o'clock home game. Good luck against
them.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellustrator, Bills Week. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. More? Tilt more? There you go.
Patriots players were in the community this week preparing a site for a new playground.
You know, a lot of these kids look up to NFL players and just try to set a good example, you know, give back to the community that you're never too big to do stuff like this.
Up, down, up, down. Good job.
Very good, bud. Have a good, good luck in your game this week.
Yeah.
To see a professional athlete who is healthy and fit and educated and they're giving back in their communities, they can really have an impact on the kids.
Working with volunteers from United Healthcare and Kaboom, the players helped bring new life to this Providence, Rhode Island neighborhood.
Hopefully some of what we did today can make a difference, even in one kid's life. If that's the case, then it was well worth it.
There you go. You want a picture?
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's revisit the Patriots last game because it feels like they haven't played in about a month. Mm-hmm. But you picked them to win. You? What happened?
Well, you know, you said what during the week, I haven't learned, Steve. And if you go back to what we had talked about, I had said I have no doubt they'll play a complimentary game, but I think it'll be too much to overcome the limitations at quarterback when you're playing a rookie quarterback in his third career NFL game. I thought it would be too much for them to overcome.
I want to defend Mike
and
a little bit
too.
Here because,
like
first
that.
Of all, I thought it was going to be a really close game, and it wasn't. So I wasn't really right either. Did you know that Bill O'Brien wasn't allowed to throw the ball on third down? Because I think if I had known that, I might have picked 27-0 too. You know, third and eight, we're going to run. Third and six, we're going to run. If I had known passing the ball was not allowed in Houston, I don't think I would have picked a close game.
How would you say overall Brissett did?
I thought he was fine, and I thought if you look at it in terms of grading on a curve, if you're going to compare him to the other NFL quarterbacks, he was probably average to below average. But considering the circumstances, I thought he was outstanding. He never came close to putting the ball in harm's way. Now, part of that was game plan related. He only threw, I think, 19 passes. So I think that was part of the idea, was to make sure that he didn't make mistakes. But, Steve, in that spot, to even all he had to do was make a couple of plays. He makes a terrific run on the option on the field goal drive. And then the touchdown run was a thing of beauty. And to consider that they probably put some of that stuff in that week, really, really got a hats off to Jacoby Brissett.
Paul covered that so well in terms of his on-field performance. So let's go big picture. Think about that moment. National TV, the only game Thursday night, your third career NFL regular season game, and you're thrust into that spot. I mean, doesn't matter how you throw the ball, how you hand it off. I've seen players lose before they even get on the field because the moment is too big for them,
and it wasn't
but
for
not
him.
For him. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
All right, looking forward. The Buffalo Bills, and you got to deal with Rex Ryan because all he does is talk anyway. How do the Patriots approach the Buffalo Bills? Now, and before I even go there, let's go, who's going to be the quarterback?
That's a great question. And I think if it continues to be Brissett, I would have some concerns about those turnovers because I think that's the kind, even if it's Garoppolo, I think Rex Ryan is a little bit different to go against defensively. I think he'll do some different things. Things that have given Tom Brady problems at times over the... Now, Brady's had some good games against Ryan, too, but he's seen it countless times. Garoppolo will be seeing it for the first time, really, and obviously Brissett. So I do think that the different rushers, the different packages that Rex Ryan can provide, I do think he has some solid cornerbacks that he relies on a lot. He puts them on islands. The Jets really eviscerated it a couple of weeks ago. But the other two games, Buffalo's been pretty solid. So not an easy task here.
The fact they haven't brought in another quarterback tells us, it'll be either Brissett or Garoppolo, which was a big question after that game because Brissett had, the right thumb injury on the throwing hand. So my thought is you can probably easier play with the thumb than a shoulder that you might have trouble reaching up over your head. So the educated guess to me would be Brissett. And then the next question is, well, Garoppolo wasn't even active for that game against the Texans. Can he take that step and at least be active in the event of an emergency if you need him?
Prediction time.
I think Rex Ryan has to win, and I don't think he's going to. I just feel like the Patriots are going to find a way to continue the complimentary stuff that Mike talked about right off the top and find a way to make enough plays. And I think that the number one goal, again, is to protect the football on offense. And if you can do that, you got to limit the ground game for Buffalo because Tyrod Taylor's not going to beat you with his arm. He might with his legs, and LeSean McCoy might be able to beat you. I don't think they allow that kind of a one-dimensional attack to beat them. And they find a way to win a 19-13 kind of game.
24-16 Patriots. Steve, I'm on your side this week.
You're very wise.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, guys, great job. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.